by Boxed or Burned. By Boxed or Burned.
Bye, 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 bye. Box and a burn. Should we get this show started?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Real Talk with Doug and Jeremy. We're just two insignificant views on film. Check us out at realtalkfilm.com. You can also visit our Facebook at facebook.com/realtalkfilm or Twitter at twitter.com/realtalkfilm.
Dougie Fresh.
What's up?
Man, do we got a show this week, don't we?
Seriously.
We have got to come up with a better show this week than we have ever produced because of the fact that we took last week off. And that's mostly because of your fault. I mean, that's your, let's be honest here, it's your fault.
No.
I'm pretty sure I got the text that said, Jeremy, I'm going to have to take the weekend off. I think I got to do like a wedding or something, and I got to shave my beard, so I've lost all my superpowers.
That did happen, though. That's sad. Let's not talk about it.
You shaved your beard.
I'm not ready to talk about it.
Why?
So there's a wedding. Now, I didn't shave it completely off. Let's just throw that out there. I do still have a beard. It's just I had a beard worth 7 months like worth of growth, so it was a huge monster beard. And now it's like all nice and trimmed and short and makes me sad.
My beard is longer than yours. This is how sad your beard has gotten. So you did have super strength, and now it's lost because you cut those locks off your chinny chin chin.
Yep.
At least that's how the story goes.
It's been a really weird adjustment because it was so long that, you know, I could like, do like that thing like that wizards do, you know, where they just kind of like scratch their chins and pull their beard and stuff. Like, think Gandalf just sitting there and just like, I can't do that anymore.
Do you think, do you have that kind of problem to where it's, you know how people lose a limb and they think it's still there? Is that what's going on right now?
I don't have a phantom beard, no. It's not quite that. It's just, I go to like twirl it like I would do sometimes. I'm just sitting there, you know, and just start twirling my beard, and I can't.
It's gone.
And it's just like, oh, yeah. Now, eating has gotten a lot easier.
See, I found that eating and drinking have gotten a lot better since I've grown my beard out, because water does not drip as quickly, or juices don't drip as quickly onto my shirt. Yeah. And food will sometimes get caught in the beard. And it's a win because then it doesn't, like, I got a piece of chocolate stuck in there last night and I was like, oh, what a lifesaver.
Yeah,
like, my work shirt saved. It
spills in your beard.
So it has its benefits, I think.
Yeah, I let the mustache kind of get long on the sides too. Like, I could twirl it, like, so I had, like, you know, the crazy, like, what are they called? Not the handlebars.
I think they're handlebar, right?
Well, I mean, because when I think handlebars, I think the ones that go, like, the mustache that goes
Yeah, the
down.
Big ones, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, it would twirl, you know, like an evil person with, like, their evil twirly mustache.
Like, back in the 30s or something.
Yeah.
20s.
Like, but the problem with that is, when you eat stuff, that gets in your mouth, like, really easily. And so, I don't miss that. I don't miss, like, constantly, like, taking a bite of something and then, like, getting the hair out of my mouth.
But
so
you are going to grow back.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's the best part, is that, like, yeah, I cut it, but now I get to do it again.
So, Ashley wants me to get rid of mine.
Well.
She's sick of it. She's tired of it. She says I don't look good in it. She says my face looks fatter than it really is, and she's like, I don't want to kiss you anymore, and I'm like, well, there's a win. Right?
Wow.
Am I right?
Divorce is the only option.
Nah, she'll get over it. She'll get over it, right? She has to.
Yeah, I mean, eventually she's just going to have to get over it. I mean, it's not going anywhere. So, I mean, you know.
I like my beard. It is, it's a focal point in conversations nowadays. It's like, oh, growing a beard, huh? It's not Beardvember or whatever however they say it.
Right.
And I'm like, no, it's not. And then they're like, so what are you doing? Listen, I just struck up a conversation with a random stranger. And, you know, then he was like, well, keep it up. You know, I shaved mine before the summer. I'm like, yeah, well, sorry for you. Yeah. And what I've found is that it doesn't add any extra heat.
No, people are always like, isn't your face hot? I'm like, no.
You don't even notice.
Yeah, you have hair on your head. Is your head hotter because of it? Like, I mean, I don't. Maybe if you shaved your head, then maybe you would notice a difference. But my face was never like hotter because I had a beard. Now, I will say this. When it is winter and it is blowing cold air, it does make a difference then.
I've noticed that it also covers up my second chin that I've been growing because I've been getting fatter. So that's that's a nice feature.
Yeah, I feel like you can see how fat my face is now because of the I don't have, you know, the huge, huge beard just made it. I just had a huge beard.
It's like a sense of security.
Yeah.
I like it because you just like
that face.
I like it because you almost feel like you're hiding behind it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I feel more manly. I feel better about myself. I'm more confident. My beard really does give me superpowers. Life powers.
Yep.
Oh, sad. Sad. Well, here's to the growth of beards everywhere. 6 minutes of beard talk.
Man, what are you gonna do?
Well, this week there was San Diego Comic-Con. Should we talk about that?
Did you forget what it was?
No, I just took a listen. I'm trying a new thing. I just take breaks in between words. I'm trying to be. It's just a new thing of mine. So.
Okay, so you're just like, just taking breaks.
Yeah, I'm trying to give our listeners something to think about in between words.
Yeah, just something for them to look forward to.
Exactly, trying to build up without saying too many things. We do it for the whole show. Just be like,
yeah.
All right, so let's hop over and check out some news from good old San Diego Comic-Con.
All right.
And now the headlines with Doug and Jeremy. We're bringing you the biggest news stories of the week.
And what a week it has been.
Indeed. So. I feel like we should save one of them, and I think you know what I'm talking about, for the very last one.
Is it the first thing that I was going to talk about?
I don't know. Was it
the biggest story?
Yeah, that's why it should be last
of the con.
Yeah, that way we can talk about everything else that, you know, kind of matters, and then focus on this one.
Okay. Well, there's been a villain who has been announced for Avengers Part 2. Everybody thought it was going to be
Thanos or whatever.
Thanos, yeah, Thanos. Sorry, but it's not. I guess Thanos is going to be a part of the Guardians of the Galaxy storyline.
Yeah, I'm really curious about what they're doing.
It's very strange because you wouldn't, like, they're trying to be like kind of like a comedic kind of darker storyline for Guardians of the Galaxy because none of the actors are really known, so they're just kind of like having fun with it.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden you introduce this really badass character at the end of Avengers and then not have him in Avengers 2.
Maybe it'll be in Avengers 3, but has he been confirmed as the villain in Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, it's just a rumor right now.
We'll see what happens.
So the enemy for Avengers 2 is going to be Ultron,
right?
Who's actually a newer character, and you know, they didn't dig deep into the mythology, and they're going to rewrite the origin story of him. For the movie,
which I
as
thought,
well.
I don't know how I feel about this because, they're making an Ant-Man movie,
mm-hmm.
Like that's happening, and Henry Pym is the creator. Henry, is that his name? Henry Pym, right? Ant-Man, whatever, created this this character, and so
they kind of look the same.
Yeah. So, like, why if you're doing an Ant-Man movie, why not tie that into the Avengers movie? Because that's kind of what everyone thought was going to happen. And the article that we read on Slash Film, that they kind of talked about what they were saying, what Joss and them were saying about it. What the hell?
You okay? They said, what the hell?
Hold on. There's, okay. Oh my God, freaking A slash film. Something just, and one of the other pages I had open just started making noises. And so I thought you hit a drop. And I was like, what the hell is that? Like, what did you just do?
You couldn't fight. You're like, what are you, why? Why well, does that need it right now? I have one page open
and all of a sudden this Walking Dead Chop Shop Hyundai ad opens up and it just sounded like metal clashing together. And I was like, what the crap is happening?
Oh, yeah. It says roll over to expand.
Yeah, and I didn't, though. That's the thing. I had this one site open, and it just...
Silly slash film.
Ugh. Anyways. God, I don't remember what I was saying.
You were saying something.
Joss said that they're rewriting it, and that Hank Pym isn't going to be the creator of Ultron, which... And that's what is confusing to me. Like, why would you have this character in a movie and then not have him create the bad guy for the next movie? Sort of thing. Like, let's have an Ant-Man movie, and then, like, oh, he's just tinkering around, and he's working on this project, and then, oh, my God, Ultron's born. And then that's the villain in Avengers 2.
Yeah, that's... I wonder what they're going to do for the backstory of him now that they're... Is he going to come from an alien place, or, you know, because how else do you deal with Mr. Tony Stark and, you know, aliens, and then you're going to go back to Earth and be like, well, he came from the dirt, he's really an ant, but then he got into a suit.
Do you not know comics at all? I'm really confused.
What?
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 He's an ant?
No, I'm just I'm expanding where their backstory is going to go.
I don't know.
I'm curious to what they're going to create. Created
again by Hank. And there's rumors that now he's going to be created by Tony Stark instead. And, like, I think in one of the comic universes... He was created by multiple people, including Tony Stark and Hank. So I don't know if
maybe that's where the whole, you know, in Iron Man 2 when the suit just came alive by itself.
Yeah,
maybe there's something there with how they're going to connect it.
Maybe and they said that they showed a clip at Comic-Con, just a little teaser, and It featured metal being hammered into a shape, and it begins to look like... It looks like Iron Man's helmet is what they say it looks like, but then it's Ultron's helmet, or head, actually. So that kind of led people to believe that, you know, it is going to be Tony Stark. But again, Joss Whedon said that it's not going to be Hank Pym, which, again, it goes against this true origin story. And again, with Edgar Wright making an Ant-Man movie, why would you not just tie it together? I don't... understand. They're so good about tying their movies together that I don't understand why they're doing this.
Well, maybe they are tying together and you just don't, and they haven't revealed it yet, so it's driving you crazy.
Yeah, I guess, but just with him saying that that's not how it's going to be, it's like, why?
And maybe it's just he's throwing you through a loop.
It could be. It's Joss Whedon. He's a douchebag.
Yeah. I know him personally. Yeah. That's right.
No, he just, I'm sure he probably was just like, hey, we're going to give you something really cool, and now I'm just going to throw you like a complete curveball just to throw you completely off the trail. But this kind of leads into another story, though, which we have.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. It's just a little water went down the wrong pipe.
Yeah. Well, I was saying this leads into another, kind of one of our other stories with Vin Diesel.
Yeah, this is... I wouldn't be surprised if he is casted as Ultron.
Yeah, you know, he said something a couple of weeks ago, and he mentioned a couple of characters that he said that he would be interested in playing in their movies. I think Thanos was one of them, which I thought was really dumb. And then I think he said something about Vision. And Vision is another robot thing created by Ultron.
Interesting.
So now they're talking about, you know, because he had said that he was planning on somewhere, I forget how it was, if it was a rumor or something that he said.
He had a meeting with Marvel a couple weeks ago, or even last week, and it was last week, and he came out of the meeting just with a big smile, and he posted on his Twitter that says, I'll be big news coming at the end of the month from Marvel concerning me.
Did he specify what movie? Because there was rumors that it was going to be Avengers 2, like almost immediately. It was like, oh, it's Avengers 2.
No, they didn't say anything, but I'm going to go out on a ledge here and say that he'll be in Avengers 2 somehow.
Yeah. And there, again, it's all rumors. People are saying that maybe he'll be the voice of Rocket Raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which would be
people
a terrible idea.
Maybe, yeah, it would be dumb. People would say that maybe he'll be Thanos, which I think would also be terrible.
Because they already have somebody in makeup that looks just like Thanos.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
Exactly. Why get a pretty crappy actor to be...
Hey.
That's someone in...
Hey, he lives his life a quarter mile at a time. You calm that talk down.
I'm just saying, you could get someone so much
Vin
better
Diesel
to play
is
Thanos.
Riddick. Okay, listen. And as Riddick, I have to say, I love those movies. Those are great movies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I like him. I like him a lot. He plays a good badass kind of character.
It'll be interesting to see who, at the end of the month, who they announce that he will be in what movie and what franchise and stuff. Yeah. Again, that someone even asked him a question at Comic-Con. I guess he was there for Riddick, and someone said, what is your vision for being in with the Marvel?
Oh, boy. And he laughed?
Yeah, apparently just laughed at it and said he regretted allowing that last question. Because he was like, okay, one more. And the person asked, like, what is your vision? And it even says emphasis on the word. Might be for his possible role in the Marvel Universe. And he said he laughed and was like,
oh, well. More from the Marvel camp. I thought it was pretty cool that Andrew Garfield said that he wants to be a part of the Avengers.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that too. I like that he's actually like, he's trying to maybe push Sony into a deal.
They've got to. I mean, they're not going to, but it'd be awesome if they did. I just like this quote. I would like to see him with the Avengers, but I'm not supposed to say that.
And the crowd went wild.
Yeah. Like, everyone wants to see you with the... Everyone wants to see... I've said this 1,000 times. I want to see just... not a clusterfuck, but just a giant... Just everyone. Well, I want to see something so big in Avengers 3 that it literally requires everyone to take it down.
Well, Jason doesn't want to see that because he doesn't feel that that Spider-Man is... Because Spider-Man wasn't a part of the true Avengers. It's just so, you know, in the recent years, he started to hang out with the Avengers and everything. And
I'm not even saying that it needs to be people as like of the Avengers team. It's just like, oh crap, something big's hitting the, you know, and we need the X-Men and we need Spider-Man and we need, you know,
that they would have to be like,
we need the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Welcome
need,
everybody to our 8-hour showing of Marvel. It's just called Marvel.
Well, but that's the thing is that you could do it in a way where you don't focus on these other characters. They just happen to be there. It's just like,
yeah,
I've said this before, man. It's just like, oh, we just cut to different fight scenes.
Here's the problem. That movie is built just for the fans. And
it's fan service.
And it is, but it would not make enough money because of the fact that you have to tell backstories for the people who don't get it. Like, they're just going to see there's going to be no connection to the characters. You're just going to see a whole bunch of people on the screen fighting and the normal everyday people.
You have three Spider-Man movies that are going to be out by the time this movie comes out.
I'm sorry, but
you're saying... Guardians of the Galaxy movies by the time that comes out. What do you mean you need backstories?
You're saying every Marvel character is thrown into a movie.
Every Marvel character that has had movies in the past few years, like all the current running ones,
there,
like I said,
go.
Guardians of the Galaxy, X-Men, Spider-Man, maybe Fantastic Four because they're talking about a reboot for them.
Now you're making more sense.
Yeah, I mean, while my head would just explode with just bleh, if every possible Marvel hero could be in it. I mean, like realistically, everyone that we've seen in the movie so far, plus the ones that we'll be seeing in the movies between now and then.
Can I say that the villain in Spider-Man 2 looks stupid? I tweeted this week that whoever is in charge at Sony for the design of villains for the new Amazing Spider-Man movies needs to be fired.
Why?
Electro looks ridiculous.
It looks like he does in the cartoons.
So dumb, dude. It looks just really stupid. Like, the makeup looks dumb. I don't like it. I don't like his voice. I don't like anything about it. I hated the lizard in the first movie.
Lizard sucked.
I think it's the same thing that's happening here. It just looks like Jamie Foxx with blue paint on his face. That's all it looks like. Sorry, but that's just, I mean, I don't know. I just, that's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, he looked different in the comics, but hold on. I'm gonna send you a picture just real quick. Just so you can see, this is what he looks like in the animated cartoon series. They revamped him for that, and it's what they're basing his look on. And I like it, because this is the Electro that I know. I didn't really know the Electro from the comics and stuff. But
this Electro still looks better than Jamie Foxx.
I don't know, man. He looks pretty cool.
I don't know. I like it.
I like it.
We will agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Because it looks stupid. But a lot of news. I mean, we could go on all days and days about all the news that came out, but I figured I'd pick out some of our favorites that we enjoyed. Like, I don't know, maybe The Walking Dead Season 4 trailer.
Holy crap, dude.
That's Holy four crap. Minutes long.
It was like a 10-minute trailer. Okay, it wasn't really that long. But
I just
it was,
said four
how
minutes.
How long was it?
It's 4 minutes. You didn't even listen. You're like, oh, you're so excited.
Four minutes
of heaven.
It was a great trailer. Like, I watched it and was just like, oh my god, is it freaking October yet? That trailer was amazing.
It was 4 minutes of pure bliss. Like, if you're just a huge fan of the series, you got the drama in there, tons of new action. Their budget has got to be skyrocketing right now.
Yeah, it oh my god, Michonne on the horse.
Yeah.
Like, and oh, just them living in the prison. And
the prison gets overrun. Somebody is on the inside, like somebody in their camp is feeding the zombies and leading them to take over the.
We say it's someone on the inside. It could be someone on the outside.
It could be. You never know.
Yeah. And then
I'm sure you know.
Did you read the comics?
No.
Okay. Spoiler. I'm sorry. But when they're in the prison, they run into a serial killer. I think we've talked about this before because one of the guys on the show was originally he auditioned for it was the guy that was Axel. Did you watch last season?
Yes.
Okay, he's the one that got in the head right
oh,
in the middle,
yeah,
like a very
yeah,
touching
yeah.
moment.
Yeah.
And sorry again, spoilers, everyone. That actor auditioned for the serial killer role that they axed from that season because when they get to the prison, one of the inmates is a serial killer and no one knows it, and he kills two girls. Two of wow. Herschel's daughters that aren't in the show at all. He cuts off their heads.
Oh, wow. So Herschel had two more kids.
Yeah. He had like a couple. He oh. also had a, well, his son made it there. His son didn't make it in the last season. He died in the RV pretty badly. But in the show there, or in the, and there was a scene in the trailer where I was like, oh my God, I think they're going to bring in the serial killer. I really think that they're going to bring in the serial killer. Someone is going to start murdering people inside of the prison.
That's insane.
It was crazy.
I mean, that in the comic books, you know, the big black guy that was in last season, what's his name?
Tyrese.
In the comics, I heard plays a crucial part with...
He is Rick's like right-hand man. They're yeah. like bros.
And I guess that's the way it's going to be in the new season. Is
hopefully.
That they're going to bond and become like best friends.
Yeah, he shows up in the comics significantly earlier. He shows up before they even get to Herschel's house. So
oh, wow.
in the comics he's there for a while. And so they bring him in last season, and of course everyone was like, you know, as a fan of the comics, was super pumped.
And then
like,
of course
he goes
it doesn't
to, like,
go
the
anywhere.
Governor's side and was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, and I like how they change it up for like, not saying that I know anything about the comic, but it seems like they changed it up enough to where even the comic people are surprised.
Oh, yeah, and I love it because there's the part of me that's like, okay, I know what's happening. I kind of know what's going on. But then every week I'm still like, I literally don't know what's going to happen. I have no idea. What do you mean Andrea's dead? She's still alive in the comics right now.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and that was such a sad way to go out because she was such a killer. Like, she was just like, she was so hand-to-hand, you know? Yeah.
She is a badass in the comics. Just a badass. And so the fact that she's gone on the show makes me really sad. They really like messed up her character to where, I mean,
I hated her. I wanted her to go in the beginning of season two. I was just like, I'm ready for her to die.
She's so good. She's one of the best characters. I mean, she's up there with Michonne and
in the comics at least.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the show. I mean, the best characters. I mean, Daryl.
Yeah. I mean, I like Daryl's character. Do you or no?
I love him. He's awesome. He's not in the comics, but he is awesome.
Oh, he's not in the comics?
No, Daryl Dixon is not in the comics.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, like, I love his character.
If he died in the show,
would you tear up?
I would be pissed. If Rick died right now, I wouldn't care as much because
he's crazy right now.
Because Daryl is awesome.
Rick,
like, Daryl could lead the show.
Yeah, he could. He could, but I don't think that. I think that he's such a, like, he's getting rooted more into the whole, like, into the whole family situation and everything, but I really think that he still plays the loose cannon kind of character a little bit, so
yeah.
I think that that's where he fits best. I don't think he'd be a good leader. I think Rick ties everybody together.
He does, and Rick is like the, well, I guess I should say Rick's the main character. He may be for the show, but they've said in the comic books that Rick is not the main character, that it's Carl, so we'll see. If that
a lot of
weird as well,
man. I just finished season 3.
Yeah.
And Carl is like, I am so sad for that boy.
Yeah.
Like, it's sad what's happening to him.
Dude, when Lori croaks in the comic, did not care. Mm-hmm. No craps were given. Also, it happens differently, but did not care. In the show, rough.
Yeah.
Rough.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh my goodness. Like, and that's the where the lights go off for him. Like, he's just, that's where he switches and just becomes like a whole completely different person.
Yeah. It is crazy. And his character is becoming awesome. And he goes, I mean, dude, read the comics. They are awesome. And I'm telling you, ooh, Carl in the comics is a little bit more of a man than Carl in the show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could deal with that.
You think he's seen stuff in the show. Stuff is worse in the comics.
Mm-mm. I don't know if I want to get into that then.
Oh, it's so good. And I don't necessarily mean like worse. It's hard to explain. Like, he doesn't shoot zombie Shane.
He shoots Shane. Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
They made him a zombie because they can't have a kid shoot somebody or some crap. I don't know.
Yeah. But he took out that one kid, though. I mean, just...
Yeah.
In the show. I mean, they're just like, all right, well, let's take it to the edge and see if people say anything.
Dude, he is the cover right now of Entertainment Weekly, I think. I think it was Entertainment Weekly. But Carl Riggs, the kid that plays... Not Carl Riggs. Chandler Riggs. The kid that plays Carl is on the cover. And he's like gotten so much older. It's crazy.
Really?
And he looks scary. Like, in the picture, it's just kind of like, he's got the hat on. It's just like, his hair is pretty long. And he just looks dirty and like kind of pissed, you know, they look. And it's just like, oh, if I saw that kid, I'd be like, dude, just take everything. Take all my supplies. Like,
I'm just going to go.
I'm just going to walk into that horde of zombies. All right. So just... Save your bullet.
I will die.
I got this.
I'll take care of myself.
So, anyway, season 4 looks amazing. I cannot wait.
Yeah, looks really cool. A movie that has been talked about a lot lately, and for many years, and rumors of it coming up, and, you know, I think what's his name was attached to it, who did the original Spider-Man movies.
Sam Raimi?
Yeah. Sam Raimi was, before Oz came about, he was attached to direct Warcraft, World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I think we talked about this before.
But at Comic-Con, they showed a teaser, mm-hmm. and now Duncan Jones is, of course, directing it. They gave a first look of it. I thought that's it's pretty cool that we're getting closer. I wish that I could have seen the teaser. But, yeah. I'm kind of sad that I didn't get a chance to, but they didn't release it to the public. That's one thing about Comic-Con that really stinks is you don't get to see all the exclusives. Some of them you do, but a lot of them you don't. And this mm-hmm. is one that I'd like to see because I'm really interested into it. I was into the game for a little while. I enjoyed it. And the movie seems like it'd be really cool, but
I want to see what it looks like first. And I agree with the whole like Comic-Con, they show off stuff and then we never get to really see it. Like they showed like the first Superman trailers last year at Comic-Con. And I remember like finding like people had recorded it like with like their cell phones and stuff and posted online and just being able to watch it there. And you know, you can barely understand what they're saying. You can only kind of see what's on the screen, but just being like,
yeah, if it's
going to
be on YouTube anyways, you might as well just release it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think like that trailer probably didn't drop for another like 3 or 4 months to the public, but it was like, you know, I got to see it because someone uploaded it from their phone and I was lucky enough to see it. And I kind of wish that's what would happen here. I wish someone had.
Yeah, because this is one that's definitely on my radar. It's going to be like another summer. It's going to be a huge summer movie. And I mean, you got tons of people who love the Warcraft brand, so it's going to be pretty exciting for them.
Yeah, it could either be huge or, you know, they could do something and piss all their fans off. It's could be tricky.
Yeah. Another trailer that got released that was phenomenal was the new Hunger Games Catching Fire trailer.
I'm
Did you super watch
pumped.
It?
Yes.
Oh, it looked so good, and it looks so good. It looks like they've expanded a lot more from the first one. It looks like they, you know, they've got their feet wet with the first film, and now they're really jumping into it. Everybody looks more experienced in what they're doing and how they're filming it, and everything looks bigger, and the universe is expanding, and it just looks so good and looks so cool.
Agreed. I'm really pumped. I liked this book better than the first one. And then I didn't really like the third one, so I'm really curious to see how they're gonna turn it around for me. But I'm really excited about this one.
I will tell you right now that the Hunger Games books were the only books that have made me tear up and cry.
Really?
Like I literally like teared up at multiple moments. It's just I was like, wow, I've never been touched so much by a book. So these movies are I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of the series, the books, and the movies so far. And I love Jennifer Lawrence. I would marry her.
I would too, actually. Yeah. So that's a thing we're gonna have to fight about eventually.
It's kinda weird because she's so hot, but yet she's got this really like personality that you would find on some like probably my wife now has that same personality and probably your girlfriend does.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I want that. I love you, Ashley.
She's really cool.
Love you.
Just,
I love you, Ashley.
Yeah. Me too, Ashley.
She still wants you to tell her a story every night before she goes to bed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Here's one for you, Ashley.
Hey.
Once upon a time,
there was a man.
His name was Doug.
And Doug came around every once in a while
to tell you a bedtime story.
And it starts like this.
Once upon a time. It just keeps going around and around.
There was a man.
His name was Doug.
And he's got a story to tell.
And it goes like this.
Once upon a time.
All right, Jesus.
So the biggest story, like I said, people are going to get mad that we skipped a whole bunch of stories, but F you, start your own podcast.
Yeah, you talk about what you want to talk about. We'll talk about what we want to talk about.
So the biggest news and the biggest roar and the biggest surprise that could ever be announced, and I don't know how you are gonna beat an announcement like this like next year, but the next Superman movie has been announced.
Yeah, and man, did they do it in like a phenomenal way.
Yeah, here's what they did. They brought out they had their whole panel, and then at the end they had kind of had like an Apple moment where they were like, oh, and one more thing.
Yep.
Zack Snyder walks out. Everybody loses it at that point. And he goes, okay, well, you know, thank you for all the support that you've had for me and all this. And, anyways, Liz, I have a clip. I'm going to play the clip of what to, and then he handed the mic over to Henry Linux. who played the general in the film. And this is how they announced the second movie.
I have a friend with me, Harry Lennox. Harry Lennox was in Man of Steel. And the reason I brought him out is because his voice is just way better than mine. No, he's going to come right here. Now, what he's going to read you a little thing. He's going to read a little thing. And some of you will recognize it. And it's not, we're not adapting this thing, but it is the thing that will help tell that story. So if we could, actually just like a spotlight would be cool on the lectern. Is that... Okay, that's... Hang on. Harry, let's see.
It's getting ready. We'll hear it. And then listen to the roar of the crowd after he gets done.
I want you to remember, Clark, in all the years to come, in all your most private moments, I want you to remember my hand at your throat. I want you to remember the one man who beat you.
And
sorry.
Like, it's goosebumps.
Oh my gosh. Hey, no, I just got goosebumps, even though I've already seen it.
Yeah, me too. I got goosebumps. At the end of that, if you don't know by now, that he read from
so exciting.
The graphic novel The Dark Knight Returns by Frank Miller.
I just watched Dark Knight Returns Part 1 and 2 the other, like, last week on Netflix. So, like, it's fresh in my mind. And so, I'm so pumped.
Then the logo pops up on the screen with the Frank Miller Batman logo and then the new Superman logo.
It was the S first, so it was Superman.
Yeah.
And then the Bat logo just kind of, like, engulfed it.
Yeah.
And so the Superman S was inside of the Bat. Oh, it looked amazing.
And then news broke today that they talked to David Goyer, who was at Comic-Con, and he said, I guess people know by now, at the end of the panel, Zach, blah, 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 blah. We're in pre-production. We're actually not, and here's the thing. This thing is being, like, greenlit. Like, it's already in pre-production, and it's coming out in 2015. This yeah. isn't something that's like, oh, we just announced it, and maybe we'll hit theaters in 2016 or 2017. It is 2015, and they're toying with the name. They don't know if it's going to be the title. Listen to this. It's either going to be Superman versus Batman, or Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
That's the title. Oh, it nerds me out.
I'm pumped. And I talked with a coworker today at work about this for like 20 minutes about like how this movie could possibly play out. And I'm super pumped about it. Like, don't get me wrong, obviously, or at least we wouldn't have saved this one for last. But, you know, they read from Dark Knight Returns, which if you haven't read it or watched it, do it. It's amazing. Part one to me was a little slow, but part two is where it gets good because he fights Joker and then he fights Superman, and it's awesome. And then, like you said, he read that thing where it's like, Clark, I want you to remember this. That I'm, you know, when you're all alone, you remember me, the man who beat you. Like, oh my god, amazing. So we're talking about this stuff, and it's just like, how are they going to introduce these two characters together, especially if it's a new Batman? Because how are we going to have a Batman movie without, like, a new Batman? Not that we need an origin story. We all know who Batman is, but we don't know this Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And what is he doing that... What is he doing that Superman has any interference with him? Like, yes, Superman at the end of Man of Steel... Not necessarily he's working with the government or the army or anything like that, but he kind of is. But there's no way that Batman is so much of a threat like he was. Like, in Dark Knight Returns, they send Superman to shut Batman down because Batman there is embarrassing them, quote unquote. There's no way that that's happening. And then how can Batman beat Superman? Because he doesn't have 30 years of experience of fighting with him to know how to beat him like he does in Dark Knight Returns. Or yeah, so... I'm a little confused on how this is all going to play out because they've also kind of written out Kryptonite from the Man of Steel movies.
Mm-hmm.
So
And then, of course, are they going to have... Here's the classic thing that where we get to it. I think that he's going to beat him, but I don't think that he is... and this is just me thinking, because they have to tie it together, because the rumor is, which is still a rumor right now, that the Flash movie comes out in 2016. Right. And then the Justice League comes out in 2017.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, this is a bridge to get to the Justice League.
Obviously. That's exactly what it is. So you know that they're going to end up be like being pals at the end, or at least maybe right. not pals. But, you know, at least like, why are we fighting? We should be working together.
And here's the thing. There's going to be an enemy who probably pushes them to fight each other because, you know, I don't know why. But, I mean, this is general movie making 101. You have two people who are good guys that are fighting against each other. Realize that they have to come together to beat a common goal, which is the enemy.
Yeah, and like I said, my coworker and I, we were talking about this. One of the things we talked about today as well is like, what would this bad guy be? And I just threw out like, maybe it's Lex, Bruce Wayne versus Lex Luthor.
I think
Batman
versus
Superman, Superman versus Lex, Batman versus Superman. Like everyone's fighting everyone, and then like they're like, oh, we just need to freaking take Lex out. Like
I think we'll see like. The superheroes crossing each other's paths, like, you know, Batman gets to Lex first because he's a better detective, and Superman just shows up and then he's like, this was mine. No.
Yeah. Yeah, or maybe Lex figures out how to take out Superman and he makes Batman do it. Maybe he hires Batman or asks Batman to find out who Superman is, because he tries to
take out you don't like him as much as I do. He's getting in the way. I think you could be a better superhero. And, you know, because Clark Kent, of course, he's also going to be broken some way because of the fact that he killed a man. Yeah. And I think that's going to play a big part of it, because Batman's going to show up and be like, at least I don't kill people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that, you know, David Goyer did say that he's going to address that in the second movie. And I want to put it out there as well that this is not a standalone feature. This is the Man of Steel Part 2.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, it's a separate movie. No, this is Man of Steel Part 2. They're bringing in Batman, and it's nuts. It is crazy. You know they're thinking big picture here because of the fact that I think that this opens it up to the fact that, and I'm getting off track here from what my train of thought was, but I think that they're not going to number these movies anymore. I think that it's just going to be like Superman, you know, blah, 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 subtitle, because of the fact that if you're not going to think out they're kind of thinking outside the box here, because it's not like going to be like a trilogy. I think that we're going to see Batman versus Superman, and which leads to the Justice League, and then maybe we'll get Superman Part 3, you know? I don't think in traditional sense we're going to get like a trilogy before the Justice League comes out. I think that all these movies are going to start to kind of blend together a little bit and just be kind of a part of a bigger series.
Which is kind of what they're doing with the Marvel stuff, if you think about it. I mean, like, Iron Man's one of the only movies that had two movies. Well, we don't talk about the Hulk, but, you know, before the Avengers happened, you had Iron Man 1 and 2, whereas Captain America had one movie, Thor had one movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, now we're getting their sequels afterwards, but I mean, like they said, they kind of did the same thing. But I still just have a problem. I don't know if we're ready for a new Batman. I know I we have to be, and this is something that I know that like I'm gonna have to get over, and a lot of people are just gonna have to. We're just gonna have to generally accept that there's going to be a new Batman.
Here's the thing: I think that most people, the thing that they have to get over is the fact that it's not gonna be the same Batman. I got into an argument on Facebook with a friend about this, and they're like, "Well, if it doesn't have Nolan, if it doesn't have Bale, then I'm out." And that's such a like jaded way to look at it, and that's such a like it's like such a fanboy way to look at it. Like, Batman's my favorite superhero character, and I get excited for this, and I think that it's going to be great. I think that it's they cannot play the same card that they played with the Dark Knight series because of the fact that if they play it like that, and they're not is and it's not going to be another origin story. Batman already exists, like everybody knows that, and I think that we're not going to see that the same old movie. I think it's just going to say, okay, Batman's here, Superman's here, Everybody knows what's going on. We don't need to tell that backstory again, and we're just off to the races.
But this, but here's my problem with that, is that we, they've already said that this, okay, the Superman movie takes place in, like, a different, like, universe, quote-unquote, than the Dark Knight series did,
right.
The Dark Knight trilogy, which is fine. They're saying that, you know, Superman in this world is the first superhero, whereas in DC, it's a world of superheroes. Like, they, I mean, they've changed stuff around occasionally, but, like, have you ever read Hush, Batman Hush?
No.
There's a part where it's like a flashback when Bruce is a kid and he goes to Metropolis with his father and they see Green Lantern fighting somebody. And it's just like, oh my God, look, it's Green Lantern. And, like, so that in that world, there were superheroes. And as a child, he was excited to see Green Lantern.
Yeah, but here's the thing. In the, I understand where you're coming from, but at the same time, they can't just, like, they gotta tell the story somehow, and they gotta work them in somehow to where it's not a full backstory again.
I agree, but at the same time, it's a new Batman in a new universe. You have to kind of a little bit explain why he's here. Like, yes, I know that his parents were killed and blah blah blah. He's Batman.
I think that we'll see how they meet up. I think that I think they'll tell that story, but I don't think that they're gonna tell the whole, like, Batman origin story all over again.
Right. I don't think I need a whole movie based on that, but I do think that we need, this is the
I
first
think
time
we're gonna
seeing
see
this Batman. We're gonna need a new, we're gonna need,
yeah, we're
a
gonna
backstory
see,
for this Batman.
We're gonna see the story of how, I think that we're gonna see something like how Batman and Clark meet up and the backstory between them and how Clark and Bruce Wayne are kind of together, but I don't think it's gonna be in the light of, like, take half the movie to tell it. I think we're gonna see, like, 10 or 15 minutes of setup, and then it's just off to the races. Yeah. I mean, hell, look at Superman. Yeah. I mean, the way that they told an origin story was in flashbacks, and that was a very interesting way to do it, and I really love that.
Yeah, and maybe that's what we'll see. I'm just saying that with it being a new Batman in a new DC universe, where, again, Superman is the first superhero, well, at least the first public superhero, that they're gonna have to address that in a way, because again, in Batman, it's kind of this, like, well, they're everywhere,
and maybe that's the thing, is that we see a jump in timeline for Superman. Maybe it's you know, 5 or 10 years down the road that this movie takes place, to where Superman is you know, because they said in an interview that Superman is really going to be Superman. You're going to see him be so confident in his role, and it's just, you know, like, so I think that it's going to be still a mature kind of Batman and a take on Batman, but I don't think it's going to be as serious as the and dark as the Nolans.
Yeah. And again, you know, Batman technically, while he is a quote unquote superhero, he really started as just a vigilante, like, detective,
mm-hmm.
sort of person, just solving crime. So there is that possibility that he could still have existed, but maybe not as the Bat.
Yeah,
maybe Bruce Wayne was just this vigilante, and then he saw Superman and was inspired to don a cape.
Exactly. And I think that maybe Superman crossed paths with Bruce Wayne, and, you know, Bruce Wayne is out trying to solve a case or something, and Superman comes along and bugs it, gets it, you know, unmasks him and says, Bruce Wayne, what are you doing? You know, you shouldn't be, you know, and tries to apprehend him or whatnot, and, you know, and then Bruce Wayne is just like, get off me, son. Get off me. You don't know me.
Yeah.
And and then Batman.
Again, obviously, you know, it's all just speculation because we have no idea.
No, it's not. It's just truth. It's what we say it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, like I said, in the comic Tower of Babel and Dark Knight Returns, you have this knowledge that Batman has known Superman for a while, so he knows his weakness and he knows how to take him out. Tower of Babel was awesome, by the way. That's the one where he, like, Batman, like, pretty much takes out the entire Justice League.
Oh, dang.
I'm getting it confused right now with Doom. I think it's Doom, which is one of the animated shorts. And that one is the League of Doom steals Batman, has, like, all the files on the Justice League, and they use it to take everyone out. But he has a way to take everyone down. And, like, they get all mad. They're like, oh, why would you do this to us? Or why do you have this information? He's like, because if you guys fucking go crazy, I need to know how to take you down. Like, they're like, well, what if you go crazy? And he's like, I'm a man in a suit. Like, you can't stop me. Come on. He's like, but you're a superhuman, essentially. You know, you're an alien that's overpowered. I need to know how to take you down.
It's I can't wait to see what they come up with.
Yeah. And so, and that's my, not my problem. I can't have a problem with something I don't know anything about, but like, that's what I'm worried about.
Concerned
is that Batman
about.
Right now doesn't know Superman that way. So he can't possibly face him. Like, he's going to get clobbered. And
maybe that's what happens.
Yeah. In Dark Knight Returns, he was up in this like ridiculous mech bat suit sort of thing. And that's how he can stand up against him, because he's wearing like this ridiculously big like armor. And then he knows that Superman is weak because of something that happened. And then he kryptonite. Like, it's not fair. He won't know that in the next movie.
I'm curious to know. Oh, maybe he does, because he's a detective and he found out that the atmosphere, and then he maybe creates an atmospheric bubble. Who knows?
He's a detective and he's smart. He'll figure it out. It's just like,
I'm excited about and kind of interested in? I'm curious to know if they're going to cast an old person for Batman. If it's going to be an older Bruce Wayne, or if it's going to be a younger Bruce Wayne.
I hope that it is I don't want to say old, because that, I don't want to say it's one of the things I didn't like about Dark Knight Rises, but it was kind of hard to get behind an old Batman. Like, I understand that, like, you know, oh, he's retired and he's old and all that stuff, but like, at the same time, it's like, I like young Batman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not worried about him.
What if they announce Joseph Gordon-Levitt and they're just like, all right, we're just going to keep him.
Dude, I would be okay with it. I've told you several times that I'm okay with it being Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
It'd be neat.
At that point, it's Batman Beyond. He's Terry McGinnis, and Bruce Wayne is still Bruce Wayne, and then you can bring Christian Bale back. And he's just like, he's the Oracle. He's just sitting in his Batcave telling him what to do.
And what if he was like, what if that is how it happened? Is that Bruce Wayne's character is just so overpowered and he's so old now. And, you know, he's kind of got a gut and everything. And then he has to call on Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who's been training for years. And then he's like, all right, it's time. It's time.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be okay with it, just supposing that, like, after the Dark Knight Rises, that, like, he did just become Batman, the new Batman or whatever. And, like, Christian Bale really is kind of pulling the strings. You know, he still is Bruce Wayne, and he's still funding Batman, and he's still doing all that stuff. Plus, in the Dark Knight Rises, they didn't focus on him being a detective as much as, I mean, they did, but they didn't. It wasn't like a huge focal point
I mean, they did it in the Dark Knight, but the Dark Knight Rises, they were just like, all right, well, let's just, we got one scene. He looked at newspapers. All right, let's go.
Yeah. I mean, so they haven't really played on his detective thing, which Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character was a cop. And he could have been a detective, so they could tie that in to make him more detective-like, and maybe he's been really detective-y, and then, I don't know. I would like to see them bring him back, and I would like for them to be like, oh yeah, he wasn't a superhero, he was just a masked vigilante detective dude, and like, oh, now there's a superhero, and let's just tie it together, because why not? It doesn't matter.
Just make it happen.
Yeah, by making a new Batman, I feel like they're going to create more problems than it's worth. Like, because, again, new Batman, I'm gonna have you, and you have to give me something to sell me on that he's Batman. Like, I need more Batman. Like, and I know it's a Superman movie, so it's gonna be, the focus is Superman, so who am I supposed to root for?
I'm going Batman.
Oh, always Batman. but I mean, you can't have it be it's Superman 2.
I know, and it's gonna be Batman be the obviously hero. It's gonna be Superman. Well, obviously both of them are gonna be the hero, but I think we're gonna, and I think what's gonna happen here as well is we'll probably see, Batman will be in this one, so, and then we'll get the Justice League, and then we'll get probably another Batman movie, and then a Superman movie, and they'll just kind of trade off on and on, off and on, off and on.
Do you think that they're gonna have, okay, for Justice League, Flash, we know, because they're saying they're gonna make a Flash movie.
Mm-hmm.
Green Lantern again?
I think they're gonna reboot Green Lantern.
See, here's my problem with that. I don't really have a problem with it. I liked Ryan Reynolds as Hal Jordan. I thought he played a great Hal Jordan, because Hal Jordan's kind of that cocky asshole.
I think he did a really good job. The movie was terrible,
but I think he did a good job.
Oh, yeah. I think he makes a great Green Lantern. I think they could use him again. But no CGI on the suit this time. I hated it.
That was silly. Like,
and
I kind
who
of understand,
CGI's
like,
a mask? Honestly. Huh? Who does CGI on a mask?
They did.
Yeah, wrong move, Warner Brothers.
Yeah, it was silly. But that's what I'm saying. That's when they need to reboot, but keep Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. And I think that we will see Let's see, who else is in it? Flash will get a movie, which Jason will love, because that's one of his favorite characters. Okay. And then, of course, Wonder Woman. They've been trying to reboot this TV series of Wonder Woman to reintroduce her for many moons, and it got canceled, and now it's back on again. And so I think that they're really trying to push for her.
And I think it's CW that's trying to put it on right now. It was on. It was originally NBC, and that's one.
Yeah, and so CW is trying to return that and do that. So I think that I don't think we'll get a movie of her. I think that she will be just in TV form and then show up in the movies.
Now, same person from
same
the
actress.
TV show?
Yeah, I think that's the way they're going to do it.
So are they going to bring in Arrow?
I don't think so. I think that's too close to the Avengers, don't you?
Well, I mean, the CW Arrow is the Green Arrow, who is DC.
No, I know, but I mean, like, they already have, like, you know,
they already have Hawkeye, so why would they bring in?
Yeah,
because they're the same thing.
So I don't know. I don't
Tony
know about
Stark
that
is
one.
Batman.
I don't think that they
Thor
generally
is Superman.
I think that they could get away with like how they did with Marvel, to where they. You know, that's kind of like he'll probably show up in a movie here and there, but he won't have his own feature, and then he'll just be a part of the Justice League movie. Yeah. Kind of like how they do right now with what's his face and Black Widow.
Yeah,
so,
Hawkeye.
Yeah, I think
well, they're supposed to be getting their own movie. Apparently,
I'm pretty sure that they're going to show up in the S.H.I.E.L.D. series.
I hope almost everyone does in some form or way. I just think it'd be awesome. I know that they've confirmed Kobe Smulders, or however you say her name, the girl from How I Met Your Mother that was in Avengers. She has signed on for the show for sure.
Did you see the trailer to S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes.
It looks pretty cool.
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, me too. I have it set already on the DVR.
So I wonder if they're going to explain Coulson not being.
They are. They said that they're going to eventually get to it, but they're not telling it right away.
That's
of course they're building it up, like, you know, always. It's just going to be like, all right, well, we're waiting for the story.
Seven season later, he's in purgatory the entire time.
Exactly. He's trying to right his wrongs.
Yeah.
He was Catholic. So to close out the news on the Batman Superman, it's great news. The entire they said it was the loudest cheer that Hall H has ever seen.
I liked Chris Hardwick's after they showed. Did you watch the clip of them?
Yeah, and he's just like, no words, no words.
He goes, I'm about to curse, but he goes, what the shit was that? That would have been my response too. In fact, I'm pretty sure it was. But just him, and they show it, and then just him at the podium going, what the shit was that? I was like, that's the best response, because that's exactly what
everybody's mind just went, it's just like, what?
But it was great, because even he didn't know about it, because even he's like, what? I had no idea. Like,
It was awesome. Everybody was just like, and when he started, when somebody, you can hear in the crowd that it was coming, because when he started reading the lines from The Dark Knight Returns, or, you know, people who've read it and know it, they're like, no way.
Yeah.
Ah! So it went crazy.
When, cause I didn't know, that what he was going to read from. And so when he said those words, you know, again, I had just watched it, and so it's so fresh in my mind. Which again, it's on our Plex. Our Plex may be down though, because I think Nick's in the process of moving. But both part one and two are finally up. So, dude, if you haven't watched it yet,
okay, good. I think that we need to talk a little bit. Let's try to skim through some of our other bits on the show here.
Okay,
let's check out the box office Battlefield, huh?
All right.
All right, so we have, this is, okay, listen, there's a movie that came out this weekend, but I have to jump all the way down to 7 to tell you what it was.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
So RIPD, which is the movie that is pretty much a kind of wanted to be the new Men in Black,
yep,
with Ryan Reynolds and Jeff Bridges, only made $12.7 million.
That hurts.
It hurts bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Was it just?
It's just a weak. It's a really weak weekend.
Yeah, all around, all the movie numbers are pretty low.
Family movies. Family movies, of course, win out again because that seems to be what's going on right now until this week with what's coming up. But to give you an idea, I mean, number five was Red 2, which just released. That only made $18 million. Let's see. Turbo came out at number three with only $21 million. I didn't say number four. I should say number four. Number four was Grown Ups 2, which made $19.9 million. Number two is Despicable Me 2 with $24.9 million. And then number one is The Conjuring, which made $41.9 million.
Which I didn't even know was a movie that was coming out.
Me neither. And, you know, it's like everyone's like, I saw on Twitter on the feed and people were talking about it on Friday night. They're like, oh, Poltergeist doesn't have anything on this movie.
Dude, it on IMDb, it has an 8.1 out of 10. Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, like, I mean, okay, it's by the people that did Saw and Insidious, which is funny because one of the characters was also in Insidious, so I wonder if there's a crossover at all. Actually, let's check it out. We know his name. Let's see. No. Hmm. There isn't Insidious 2 coming out this year, so that's a thing.
That's a thing.
That's a thing that's happening.
I'm going to start saying that.
I didn't.
I've got a mouse. That's a thing.
That's a thing. But yeah, I haven't seen any trailers for this. I had not heard anything about this movie. And it's number one at $41.9 million.
Yeah, I know. Crap? And they listen, you know how much they spent on it?
Probably nothing. Because it's
$20 million. They've doubled their money already in 1 week.
When do you see $20 million for I see budget $13
million. Oh, maybe 20 with marketing.
Yeah, but yeah, budget 13. They've made 41.
It's insane. That's where it's at, is the horror movies. You don't need a lot of money, and you can make a ton.
Yeah, and you put on from the director of Saw and Insidious, and I guess you're guaranteed to sell some stuff.
So kind of a week at the box office. Did you watch anything this week?
Not this week. I had a wedding, but I did go see something last week, which we could talk about.
Okay. Well, even if we don't talk about it, I'd like to play this song anyways.
Let's do it.
Are you watching closely?
You and I have considered making this our main theme song.
We should.
And like just making it even longer. And then like we'll just talk over it for like a minute and a half.
Yep.
I'm down with that.
I am too. Let's do it.
Jason, I quit your show.
I quit.
All right. So what did you go see?
Pacific Rim.
We already talked about this, didn't we?
Nope. We didn't do a show last week.
What did I talk about that with? Maybe I talked about it with Jason.
I know he went and saw it. I saw it on Facebook.
I went to see it with him.
About it. What day did that come out?
Oh, a couple days ago.
What? See, well, it's on the
2 weeks ago.
We haven't been out for 2 weeks, and so we didn't do a show last week, so obviously we didn't talk about it.
I went to go see Pacific Rim as well.
Oh, no way.
Yahweh.
What'd you think?
I gave it like a 7, I think.
That's not too bad. It's probably close. I probably gave it closer to an 8.
I enjoyed it. It was a good summer movie.
Oh, yeah. It was a great blockbuster movie.
Yeah.
But it was just... it was fun. It was a fun movie.
It was definitely a lot of fun, but I didn't think it was, like, spectacular. I thought that there was one giant hole in the film. Which is the fact that they've made these things for years and years, and they decided that punches work better than frickin' swords in the beginning, and which I think, you know, their flesh is fleshy And in the end of the movie, the swords cut right through them. So why didn't they have swords in the beginning? The one thing that I can say that they didn't, why they did not have swords is because then it would have been a, what are they called? What are those?
Gundam wings.
Yeah, they would have been Gundams at that point. Yeah. And I think they didn't want to give them. So, I mean, they already are up against Godzilla. They didn't, you know.
I wonder if, okay, because, so they're in this suit and it's a suit that's been modified and like fixed up. Remember, because they're like, oh no, we have this one, it's been fixed, because he was like, oh, I thought it was destroyed. And remember how he's like, we're out of options, and then they're like, no, there's the sword. So like, maybe it's new, because
what I'm saying is, I understand that they may have just added it on the suit, but what I'm saying is that
why didn't they
add it in the first place, like when they started making them? And why did they think that repeatedly punching and throwing these aliens is a better idea than a frickin' sword?
I don't know.
So I had like a big problem with that. And the other thing, what was the other problem I had with it? Like some of the acting was really over the top. Like,
that's what I loved about it, is that it was like, it didn't take itself that seriously. Is that, you just had some people that were just like, like you said, over the top. I loved Charlie Day in it though.
Oh yeah, he was awesome.
He was so funny. If you watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, like, go see it for him alone. He is so funny. He's like when Charlie in the show like has that like spark of brilliance for like a second, but it's still just batshit crazy. And you're just like,
yeah, I mean, he practically played the same character.
He did. He was Charlie from It's Always Sunny, but it stopped huffing paint and applied it to science. But then maybe still have pain on the side.
exactly. And I think that he was definitely the great character. I loved, and the other problem, that was the other thing I couldn't get over, is the fact that I thought I was watching a little bit of, what's that show?
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just like,
Jax Teller.
Jax was definitely just Jax. I mean, he had the same walk. Everything was a pimp link.
The same voice, the fake American.
They did
accent.
The voiceover,
yeah,
for everything.
My name is Jax Teller,
and then of course
I'm
the
part
same
of a motorcycle gang that fights aliens. Yeah.
And then you had what's his face with the glasses, and he's. I mean, I was just like, this is the same. I was like, this is nuts, but it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
It was, and oh man, when he's all like. I know these monsters, blah blah. It was like Jurassic Park.
I know. Did you see did you stay for the credits though?
Oh no, we didn't.
If you stayed for the credits, he has that little switchblade and he cuts himself out of the alien and he goes, "Where's my shoe?" But so dumb because you see that he got chewed up.
Dude. That is hilarious.
Where's my shoe?
Oh, my God. Oh, there is someone else in the movie that I liked. Bern Gorman. He played the other nerd.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. He was in... One, he's in Game of Thrones. He was one of the Watchmen. He's the one that... in the last season kind of started some of the fights at
Craster's.
Yeah, he was in that. He was in Dark Knight Rises.
Interesting.
He was the one that I think they Striver. He's the one that I think that they make cross the ice, and then he's just like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of that slimy guy. He kind of I think works with Bane for a little while, and then he gets sentenced, and again is forced to cross.
Yeah.
And then what I know him from is Torchwood, which is the Doctor Who spinoff, and he played Owen Harper and. That's where I know him from. So every time I see him in something else, I'm really excited for him because it's like he went from like Doctor Who to some other really great stuff. He's been in other movies like Fred Claus and other stuff before that. But
I have something to tell you.
What's that?
I've made a trade with a friend of mine, Jeff.
All right.
I've traded. I've traded TV shows.
Okay.
So I have to watch a certain TV show in return. My friend will watch a certain TV show.
Okay, so you have to watch Doctor Who now.
Yes. You knew that was coming.
Yeah.
My friend just has to watch Suits. So
you're going to enjoy it. I'm going to let you know this.
He told me not to start with the first season. He said that he thinks that I should start season five, six, the one with the new Doctor
Who. Oh God, no, no, no! Don't listen to Jeff. Jeff is wrong.
Why?
Jeff is so wrong. No, start with season one and do it like you should. God, Jeff, what is wrong with you?
Why should I start with one?
Because that's where the story starts. You can't just jump into season five.
Why? They get a new Doctor Who.
It doesn't matter. It's the same story.
Okay. Nothing's the same story because of the fact that everything is wrong and there's multiple people of everybody.
No. He's the only person that changes. Start with season one. I was going to say the reason why it may be a little hard to get into it first is because it was 2005. It was low budget then. And it was a reboot, you know, of this old series that had been, like, they had a TV show. They had some standalone little movie, like, series, little things that they did. And so then they rebooted it in 2005. Maybe that's why he's saying
to start it's a little, later on.
It's a, huh?
Maybe that's why he's saying to start it later on.
No, I think he's saying it because I think he likes Matt Smith, which Matt Smith is the worst Doctor. Start with season one. And I'm saying, like, give the first season a chance. It's a little rough just because it's a little cheesy, but, like, you'll end up liking the characters. And then season two is where it picks up. David Tennant is the best. He is hilarious. He plays a great Doctor. They've upped the budget. And then the budget just keeps getting pushed up and up and up and up and up. And that's why, like, the new seasons are like watching little movies, but the stories suck so bad. And maybe that's not Matt Smith's fault. I do like him as the Doctor. I think that the writing for the show has sucked, and so it's made his character bad. It's not his fault. I think he does a good job of playing it, and if they had different writers, it would be better. So, seasons one through four, right? Yes. Those are, like, the best seasons. Five, six, and seven are just okay.
All right, well, I'll give it a shot.
Do. And then watch Torchwood, because Torchwood's fun. It's a lot more adult than Doctor Who. It's one of the characters that you meet a couple times through Doctor Who, and it's him working at Torchwood, which, again, they explain in Doctor Who, and their adventures of, like, trying to keep London safe. And, like I said, it's a little bit more adult. Like, curse, and there's, like, a lot of sexual stuff going on with people, so it's good.
We'll see. Let me get through a couple episodes of season one, and then I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay.
I've said that I'm not a fan. I hate the tortoise, whatever it's called.
The TARDIS? TARDIS? Why? You have no reason to hate it.
I hate it so much. Because it's a phone booth, and it flies through time. It's the saddest vehicle I've ever seen. And then you go inside.
But they explain it. That doesn't.
And then you go inside, and it's magically got all this space. And then you're like, what the F?
Well, it's explained in the original series. Because when he landed in London back in 1964, those phone booths were very popular. And they explain it like he crashes. And it messes up what they call the chameleon drive, and it makes his ship look like something where he lands, so it blends in, and it gets stuck. And then he's just like, meh, fuck it, and doesn't fix it. So it's not literally a phone booth. It's that it was supposed to blend in, and it did, and then he never fixed it.
I would have fixed it, because it looks retarded.
Yeah, but at this point, it's an icon, you know, for the show.
I know. Everything on the internet now is like, get a TARDIS sheet. Get your TARDIS car. Get your TARDIS TARDIS.
Yeah. So that is what it is. We make TARDIS cakes. They explain it. It's not just like, oh, we're just be lazy and it's not.
I just think it's ridiculous. I don't know. I'm like, so anytime that it's been on, when Jeff's been watching it, I've just mocked it. So now I have this thing in my mind. But now he's forcing me to watch it because he's like, well, I won't watch Suits, because I like Suits a lot. Suits is one of my favorite shows on TV.
Well, I'm not going to watch it until you watch Doctor Who and then like it.
Oh, so okay. So now you're going to watch Suits too. Okay, well, I'll watch it. But let's focus on what's coming out this week, okay? Because I'm not watching it yet. This week is something that you and I need to go see maybe on Saturday.
Yeah, one of my buddies texted me, like right before we started, was like, you want to see this on Midnight on Thursday?
It's not a Thursday release.
Huh?
It's not a Thursday movie. I don't think, dude, the Metacritic right now is sitting at a 42.
That's pretty crazy. That's really low, especially for how like pumped people seem to be about it.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I have a problem with advertising when it says, it's the Wolverine movie you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
And so, and like, I just, I don't know, I've never, the last Wolverine movie was, it was okay, but it was ridiculous. Some of the things were ridiculous in it. I've never been a huge fan of Hugh Jackman's Wolverine in the 7 movies that he's been in. I liked him in the X-Men series. I think he plays a badass character, but I'd like to see something. I think he's been too cartoony in all the movies. I'd like to see him something like really brutal. Like to see him in an R-rated Wolverine movie.
That's what I'm saying. I would love to see one. Like, okay, so the last movie, the Wolverine Origins or whatever, the movie was terrible. Did you play the video game?
No.
Dude, the video game was probably one of the best like movies to video games ever. Like, it still wasn't that much, that like the story still sucked, but dude, you're Wolverine and you get to cut people into pieces.
That's
like
awesome.
You literally get to cut off people's arms and legs and heads. Like,
if we're making it like, okay, Wolverine is probably the most
violent
character in the X-Men universe, and of course in the Marvel stable, and one of the most badass. And I think that you limit the character when you put a PG-13 label on it.
Oh yeah.
And I think that, I mean, like, cause you see, yeah, he goes and stabs people. That's all he's ever done. He's never ripped an arm off or a leg off or like chopped a guy's head off. It's always just been like, oh, off camera, you can think about it. And yeah, like, you should be able to be like, this is Wolverine. He's just a beast. He, like, in the picture that you see here, if this was R-rated, his whole body should be covered in splattered in blood. Like, right. That's what a Wolverine movie should be.
Yeah. Agreed. I agree. That's why I love that game so much. Like, the storyline is almost like, it may be just a step up better than the movie, but not by much. But you get to cut people's legs off and their heads. Like, that is
maybe
what
I'll
it
have to
be.
Check it out. Maybe I should check it out. So we'll go see that this weekend. The to-do list.
Have you seen the trailer for this?
I have. It actually looks kind of funny.
It looks hilarious. And then the cast alone like almost makes it worth it.
Aubrey Plaza, Johnny Simmons, Bill Hader. I mean, this thing, and it's a rated R comedy.
Yeah. Rachel Bilson, Christopher Mintz-Plasse. So, you know, McLovin, Andy Samberg, Donald Glover, Clark Gregg, which we talked about. It's Agent Coulson.
Mm-hmm.
Connie Britton, Jack McBrayer. I mean,
so it looks like, I mean, it might be a movie. It might be a movie weekend. So
yeah, this may, like, if I do go see Wolverine Thursday night, which I'm, oh man, I'm on the fence on, because like I want to see it because I've seen like most of the X-Men and Wolverine like stuff midnight release. Mm-hmm. Like most Marvel movies, I've seen midnight releases. So it just feels like it's what I'm supposed to do.
Mm. I won't lose respect for you if you do that.
Yeah, but you know, maybe you and I will go see the to-do list, and I'm sure I can pull Katie to go see this because I'm sure it'll be one she'll want to see. Because like Aubrey Plaza, we love her from Parks and Rec, and then McLovin. I mean, who doesn't like McLovin? And he's going to be in Kick-Ass 2. Man,
I think it's a win. The other movie is Blue Jasmine. So anybody over the age of 80, it's directed by Woody Allen.
Yep.
And this is the movie for you. Moving on.
So, Nick,
Nick,
this is the movie you're going to see.
This is a Nick for movie. It's a movie for Nick.
I'm just going to let you know who's in it. Okay, so Woody Allen directed it, so you're going to love it. It's got Cate Blanchett.
Which
all right,
you love.
Well, and then Nick Peter Sarsgaard. All right.
It's one of his favorites.
Here's the one that's going you're going to love. This is what's going to sell it. Alec Baldwin.
And you know how huge of a fan he is of Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
He has every single Capital One commercial on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, he just has a whole compilation of them.
Yeah. So, and he's a big Woody Allen fan. I think he said he watches Ants like 30 times a week. So,
yeah, he's
Nick, Blue Jasmine. It's
Blue
for you.
Jasmine, man. It's for you. Let's move on to what the Blu-ray market and DVD market has to offer in buy, box, or burn.
Buy.
Box.
Or burn.
dude, I'm looking at this list.
It's a week
burn
list.
Burn it all. Like, there's no, what is on here? There's nothing on here. Just burn it all. Let's just say it now. Just burn it to the ground.
All right. This week, just burn everything.
Yeah. Like, when you walk into your local video store where you purchase from, whether it be like Target or Best Buy or Amazon.com or wherever, just burn it. Just burn it to the ground. Just burn it to the ground. Say, like, and then when people are like, why? Because like, there's no good movies out. What the crap is this?
Burn it all. Oh, man. All right. Well, folks, this has been a very fun show for us to do this week. We took you almost to the hour and a half mark. We hope that you tuned in for all of it. This was enjoyable for me. This has been another edition of Real Talk. My name is Jeremy.
This is Doug.
And we will catch you next week.